Well, that's what the annex was. The annex got into the village. Because Fuller wanted to.
Yeah. But that was done before I even got in here. And I've been here almost 40 years. Of course, there's some people in town, I'm still a newcomer.
Well, you missed a couple of these. Mom, what are you doing?
What did I do?
You missed a point of view.
Did I really?
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, I signed that.
You know, Matt was coming?
Matt is going to be participating via Zoom.
Okay, I sent him an email. I didn't get a response. I figured what is that or
I printed off the paper.
Oh, thank you. I did too. So we'll have copies.
Where's Matt?
He's the one that.
So what was the consensus of the town meeting over the water?
Both board goes to vote tomorrow night. If you are interested in that, they vote positive or negative.
They're voting on that tomorrow night?
Pardon?
They're voting on that tomorrow night?
Whether or not it will go to the voters.
Oh, okay. I thought that was already established as one of the voters.
No, not yet. And you're on that committee, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Shakes and overtells. I'm like a mushroom.
You're a mushroom.
Mushroom. Always in the dark, you know.
Yeah. They feed you nutrients.
Yes.
That's another one, Bill.
I must have been really gabbing.
Well, this is all of this one pile of stuff.
He's a pretty good one. That was my head. I know, harassment.
No.
I don't know what court is doing. Tell you this.
I mean, worst case, you know, you go home, your wife will do it.
Yeah, she will.
I might do it anyway.
Well, she's trying to get me to get my towel in the gutter. Nope, not today.
Very good.
A 10-year program good enough? Well, I just was thinking, Christmas lights. 10-year program, you know, buy so many every year for the next 10 years. What's that?
If we're still all around in 10 years' time, we'll get to enjoy them.
Well, we were talking about putting lights, you know, all the way down South Railroad. And put some on North Railroad,
and some down, what is that?
Ryder
Street.
Yeah.
And put one across from his house.
So how many is that? How many poles you got?
Well, I'm doing every other pole, and I think there's 15 of them all together. Of course, now I got four of them already going to be covered this year.
Okay.
So it makes it, I think there's, I know there's 12 on my street if you do the whole street down to the railroad tracks. Okay. And if we go that way, I figure there's 1, 2, 3 going that way.
Hello, how are you?
And I don't know if we want to go any farther north or south, you know, or east or west, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you said we couldn't go any further that way, right?
Well, we could do a couple across the bridge.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or then we can also take some over to the Grisma.
So we're already down to 80, right to the bridge.
81. Well, we can put one on the corner where he lives.
There.
You do live on the corner.
How are you? How are you tonight?
Yeah. Good. Okay. Across there where the right. gas station is, I figure I'll put one there.
North Railroad.
Didn't people complain
yeah.
about the corner before, though?
No, that's the corner on
81. Yeah, but if you put it across from the ball van outside the road, right? By the Maryville.
It's before.
Before the gas station.
Okay.
Before the gas station.
I just don't
want to
listen to
people. You know what they do when they start complaining?
They run their mouth.
First of all, you ask them, well, did you vote? And if they said no, they said, you lost your
right to complain.
Right to complain.
You tell them to come down here and get an application for a position on the board.
I tried that a couple times too. They won't do that.
Right, they won't.
So
right. That's what makes people bad.
Yeah. Are there any more of these I need to sell?
Yeah, right. This one I'm working on.
So I think you signed the two small ones and the other big one, you should be good.
Does she take your time?
No, that's one of the things we got to do this summer.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
think
we're
going to
have
a
United States of America. And to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
We'll have roll call.
Trustee Waller.
Here.
Trustee Chatterton.
Here.
Trustee Wallerton.
Present.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Sippin.
Here. All right. And Paul, can you help us on Zoom?
Yeah, so currently on Zoom, we have Matt Johnson, we have Ian Yurden, we have Steve Gennettis, we have Sue, I guess it's Sue Helbreder from the paper, and then we have Tom Blair.
Good. All right, approval of our public hearing, November 18th. In front of you.
I make a motion to accept it.
All right. Second.
I'll second it.
Regular monthly meeting November 18th.
I make a motion to accept that as read. I'll be as printed. I didn't see any mistakes. In.
Mm-hmm. For me. I'll second it.
All right.
All in
favor.
All right.
Thank you. Communications. I forwarded to you a letter from, or to Mr. Schumer from the NICOM, Conference of Mayors and Municipal Officials, and requesting that plea for funding, federal funding, local government
because of the COVID situation this year. Oh, governments will suffer, not getting emergency relief or need. So just to keep you up to date, there's a kind of things are happening outside of our parish community and outside our board. Also, I forward to you the county information that comes to me on a daily basis regarding the COVID updates and the sites that are found to be positive. Just so you're again, you're aware of those sites, and it continues to increase, and this would be a concern. So, we keep track of those kinds of things. As a result of what is happening with the numbers, the building will be closed or is closed to the public. Tom, did you get a key?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you rest of you have a key that you can get in and access to. But,
I still have a key.
Okay.
You're not important.
I don't care.
The building, officially, the building is closed to the public, and tax season will be coming up, and it's just reduced and keep things safe on the safe side. Keep yourself safe as we get into the holidays and thereafter. We didn't have a joint board meeting in November or December. The agenda was brief, and the trustees, I think probably most of the trustees were in, I wasn't sure about the board, so we did a supervising myself and champion that day. All right, continuing, we'll let you your whole not with us. The plant report from Camden. Tom, good evening. Tom?
Tom's on the session. He's not muted, so. Hi, Tom, are you there?
What? What's up? I can't hear you too well.
I think with all this stuff in between, I might not have been able to hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Tom.
You might have to speak up a little bit here.
All right. Hi, guys.
How are you keeping safe?
Well, we're trying to keep safe. This is my third Zoom meeting of the week. Are we looking for a little report for the wastewater plant?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Listen, on December 4th, I sent a request to get Seaward equipment in to look at all the lift stations. They sent a quote that's $5,780, and that takes care of all the maintenance and all the stations, plus the minor parts that they will use to bring the stations up to snuff. At this time, we have the main lift station, which is only running on one pump, and it's not running off of the bubbler. It's running off of a float. Which means that if any of that goes wrong, we will be out of the main lift station and we'll be in violation because it'll overflow, end up in the building across the street and in the creek. The last time that Seaward was here, they did the maintenance. It was 2015. I'm bringing them in because they are experts at the Gordon Rupp system and they can get everything back the way it's supposed to be. And this is a good annual check. I request that the board approve the $5,780. I did request that much in the budget for this year on parts and pieces for the sewer system. Other than that, we're keeping up with the permits. We're meeting permit. We've been doing rather well, but we've been fighting it because we're getting a lot of solids. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been fine. The mixed liquor's been down where it was, and just this week, all of a sudden, the mixed liquor's went way high. We treated for filaments. It's not filaments now. We just don't know. We're thinking that we might have to put some, like an automatic sampler outside of the factory over there in the manhole to see what they're sending us and get an idea of what's coming through. So. And I know we always have a problem because there's 22 grinder stations, 4 lift stations. So when we get the stuff, it's just basically a milkshake. But we've got to keep those lift stations running. Questions?
On the Seaward equipment,
service proposal. Your name is at bottom. Do I need to sign or?
Well, if you give me authorization to sign, I'll go ahead and do that. But no, Mayor, we probably wouldn't hurt for you to sign it and send it to me.
Okay.
And then I'll sign, and I'll sign over your name, by your name, and then we'll send it off to Mitch.
Okay.
I can pick that up tomorrow if that's possible, because I meant to stop today, but I got tied up at the nuclear station. I can stop by tomorrow if Evelyn's going to be there. Or somebody's going to be there.
Yep.
Okay. And does the board have to approve the shaker?
I will have something to, roll downs that we had, $150 to put them down there, minus $303, because that's what we got for the, that's what they give us for the metal. And the other one was $150, and that was $207.50, and we had a charge that we had to pay Butler was $204.74, which I thought was pretty good. They gave us $303 for the metal.
Almost a wash. That was good. It was almost like we cleaned up the place for free.
Just about, it cost about $204, but even that tape, compared to what they could charge us.
Yep.
So I thought we'd done pretty good on that.
You had copies of the generator preventative maintenance?
You should.
This
one right here.
Oh.
From DeShaver?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
All right, do we need a motion on those to approve that? Maybe.
Motion to
do it.
Okay, and all in favor?
All right.
Hi Mayor, this is Ian.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, I apologize, I can't see the agenda, but would now be a good time to talk about the proposed treatment plant project and give an update, or am I later on?
No, that's good.
You're good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good evening. So I've got some good news and I've got some bad news, and then I've got another round of good news. So the funding application for the proposed project at the wastewater treatment plant was submitted to the Environmental Facilities Corporation back in September with the accompanying engineering report and environmental report. The good news is that the environmental report and the engineering report were both approved by EFC, and our project is listed on the annual intended use plan through the state's program. The bad news is, is that obviously this has been a very challenging year for the state. And based on recent feedback that I received, there's not a whole lot of dollars that have been allocated at the state level for funding for projects such as this for this year. So as you may or may not be familiar with the intended use plan, basically what happens is EFC gets your project, they review your project, and they score your project, and then they set what's called a funding line. And if your project is above that funding line, you're funded. And if it's below that funding line, you are not funded for that fiscal year. So unfortunately, the funding line is very high this year. And again, I think that's due to just the circumstances of the state and the budget and the world right now. And so our project is below the funding line at this point in time through the state's program. So what that means is that we will not know if we're going to get funded through the state's program at this point until next year and the next go around. The other round of good news is that we're not out of options. So the project has successfully been submitted to USDA Rural Development. So it's currently in review through their program. And the good news with their program is that it's a revolving door program. So it's not a once a year offer. They can provide funding offers year round. So I'm hopeful that within the next couple months, based on the submission that was provided to them, we'll get word back whether or not, you know, the project will be funded through their program and what their offer may be. The other good news is that through our submission to the state, we also submitted the village's income survey. So as far as the state's concerned, that income survey is good for 5 years from the date that it was completed. So I have to tweak a few things. I'm still working on that, but it looks like the state is going to accept your income survey. So what that means is that, you know, we're locked into the value of that median household income through the end of 2022. So, you know, that income survey was completed in 2017. Obviously, 5 years from that is 2022. So what that means is that, you know, we're still, you know, in good shape should our project fall above, you know, the funding line in future fiscal years through the state's program.
Well, the good news on that is that the funding, that funding that intended use, we're on there until we get funded. We don't have to resubmit that, which is a good deal.
That's correct. Yep. So we're on there for life until we tell them to take the project off, which obviously we're not going to do that. And, you know, we're just going to keep fighting. I mean, we'll obviously, you know, the plant's not getting any younger and, you know, we'll keep pleading our case to the state. You know, the other avenue for funding through the state is their WIA program, which now that you're listed on the intended use plan, you know, you can submit a funding application for that program. Unfortunately, this year, they did not have the WIA program in the year 2020. However, what we're being told is that they will bring it back for next year. So we still have avenues to receive funding and good funding packages for the project. We just, you know, we're not able to, you know, based on the circumstances, score high enough this go around through the EFC's program. But like I say, we'll keep moving forward and keep fighting and, you know, trying to get the project funded.
So if we resubmit next year, we could qualify for EFC?
We don't even have to resubmit. Like Tom said, we're already on the list. So every year the state evaluates how much money they have. And then based on that, that's how they adjust their funding line. So for example, this year, the funding line is at 45. So if your project scores above 45 points, then you're able to be funded. If you're below that, you know, you have to wait until the funding line changes. The village's project scored 34. So, again, that funding line is very, very high this year, just, you know, based on the circumstances. So, and as things occur at the plant, and as for, you know, further correspondence takes place between DEC and the village, you know, all that, we can submit amendments to the program, you know, to further justify, you know, why there's a need for the, you know, the village to be funded. But we don't have to resubmit an application. We're good. We're in. So that's good news.
Okay.
And I'm optimistic as far as the federal government coming through in the next couple of years with some funding back to the state. So I think we're going to be in good shape in the future.
Good. Any other questions? Okay, thank I'm gonna bow out before the snow starts flying.
Too late.
I'm in my office. I'm not at home, so I still got to drive a little ways.
All right. Good night.
See you later.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions?
I make a motion. That we accept the report.
And I'll start it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And we get a motion to accept the behavior. I did that. And we're talking about. So the one that he sealed. Yeah, we have the motion there. Is that? All right. Thank you. Sewer plant codes, Jim.
Yes. Here is my following November report. Four new building permits were issued. Two permits were completed out. 23 building inspections were performed. Six violations were issued. One zoning permit was issued for a shed. And then also in the middle of November, a property at the gate had been an eyesore for many years was finally cleaned up. And this property was purchased through the Oswego County Real Property Auction that they have every year. Owner for cleaning it. One was on Allen Road. That one is still there. They're trying to apply for a 6-month use permit through the planning board. And the other one was on the end of County Route 26, right before it turns into West Monroe. And that RV has been taken care of and is no longer occupied. Also in November, my deputy and I, we started to perform fire safety inspections. We did 7 of these in November. All of them failed their initial inspection. We'll be back to re-inspect within 30 days approximately. But what we're doing this year also, all public assemblies are now being measured with new occupant signs being given out to those businesses that need them. And these haven't been done since probably 2014. So it's just good to go in and give them numbers that, you know, things change a little bit. So we did that. We're starting to do that this year as well. And also in November, I attended the town, the village, and the planning board meetings. I was also got my yearly harassment training done. Thanks, Jackie. I traveled 112.3 miles, and the revenues are as follows. $1,217.80 building permits, $30 in zoning for a total of $1,247.80 for the month.
That sounds good.
That is the end of my report.
I have a question for you. Why is the planning board involved with a zoning regulation?
Planning board issues special use permits. So a normal zoning permit I can issue,
yeah.
But a 6-month RV special use permit is their job. That is right in the zoning rules for special use permits.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept his report.
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. And his good answer.
We had three identified violations, the description, and we satisfied the code man for that. So.
And we're talking about the lady that came around with.
I don't know, were these the result of the lady? I don't think these were.
No, those were not. Those were just ones during our annual inspection.
Right.
All public assemblies are done every year, which includes the gym and this area. All businesses other than that have to be done at a minimum of every 3 years. And in Paris, we try to get them done within two, so we alternate every other year for some businesses. So some areas of the building weren't done, like the offices were not done this year, just the places where the public assembles.
Okay.
All right, well, very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Paul, Tughill.
Paul,
Tughill.
Okay, the Tri-Gill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level. With a schedule of the Watertown-based staff, where at any given time, half the staff is in the Watertown office and half are working from home. Actual occupancy may be lower these days because we've been encouraging staff to operate from home as much as possible to avoid exposure and contagion and so on. So occupancy actually might be a little bit lower than 50% right now, even though we're allowed 50%. Tughill staff continue to be available for meetings with their municipality, either in person or via Zoom, as Matt is joining us tonight. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended through January 1st. It's been extended on a month-by-month basis. I'm happy to help you with any upcoming meetings you want through Zoom. Sam Rivers Council of Governments met on Friday, November 20th at the Albion Altmar Municipal Building and via Zoom. And thank you to everybody who attended. If you have any suggestions for the next meeting, time, date, location, or subjects that would increase your opportunity or interest in attending, let us know. As things stand right now, our next meeting will be in early 2021, which may change depending on the circumstances of whether we can meet and what we have to meet about. One thing I didn't mention in this, but I'll be passing along to you for consideration at a future meeting, is that you are part of the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments through an intermunicipal agreement that basically is the agreement that sets the ground rules on how we work together. And those need to be renewed once every 5 years. And as it happens, it last was done about 5 years ago. So we're coming up on the time that it's due. We circulated copies of the new intermunicipal agreement with the materials for the November 20th meeting, and we approved that. And basically, it's the same agreement we're working under now, except it has new data for when it was adopted by the Salmon Rivers Group. So I'll pass along copies of that to all of you so you can have it to take a look at prior to next month's meeting. If you can act on it by then, that would be fine. It's not a big rush type of thing, and I want to make sure that everybody's familiar with it and comfortable with it before we take action on the town board or village board levels. We are in the process of implementing a contractor to assist in my meeting coverage in Salmon Rivers area. So if you have anybody in mind who might be able and interested in serving that function, we'd be happy to hear of potential candidates. And then last but not least, the subject of public employer health emergency plans came up at a neighboring town board meeting, and those deadlines have plans have deadlines starting in early 2021. I have for you that I distributed to tonight a copy of the Tug Hill Times article on it from October 23rd about that, that outlines some of the elements that are involved in it. I don't have a copy of the plan template, but I will drop that off tomorrow when I'm at the planning board meeting. And Tug Hill is organizing a webinar on it that will be on Tuesday the 29th. And I know Mayor's already signed up for that. And thank you, Mayor. I think it's going to be a good one. The people that are involved in that are some of the people involved in developing the template, which is basically a fill in the blanks type of thing on how to create a plan for if there's a pandemic or if anything like what we're going through now, what are your contingency plans? You know, what are your key positions and who's essential and what's your backup and how do you report and how do you track all those types of things? So I think that will be good. It's on the 29th, it's at 3 o'clock. And that's the flyer I passed out. It's on the other side of my report here is information about the public employer mandatory emergency planning requirement. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one myself. So. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
And I make a motion that we accept his report.
Right.
I'm terrible.
Thank you, Paul. All right, continuing on. We have manufactured homes. Matt Johnson. Matt Johnson.
Hi, Matt. You're on.
Yep, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening. Yeah. So the only thing left to do on this is to vote on it and adopt it. If you choose to do so this evening, you're free to do that.
Okay. So because we made the resolution and move forward, now we have to take a vote on it. Is there
anybody got any questions?
Matt, the seeker material you passed on earlier, do they need to sign that? And what do they need to do with it once they've signed it other than put it on file?
Yes, that's got to be signed by the mayor. And there's a spot at the bottom of page 2 where she would sign. And that a copy of that gets filed with the town clerk. And then a copy gets sent to Albany. And I've sent an email to the mayor with the address in Albany. It's a DEC address, so that a copy gets sent to the DEC in Albany.
You did send a copy to me?
Yeah. Yes, I emailed. Yep. Check your email tomorrow, and that address will be in your email.
Okay.
Did I
have
any? So
we need a motion to pass this.
We don't have a motion.
Yes.
So we need a motion on this.
I'll make a motion on there.
I suck it
up. All right.
Sorry about that.
And
what was that called? Was that handed the paperwork?
Evaluation of major importance of the major project and determination of significance and concern. Is this the seeker report that we have?
Yes, that's part 3 of the seeker environmental assessment form.
Yes, but what they need to do tonight, Matt, is to adopt the zoning, correct?
Yes.
That's what the motion.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Are we have to do both of them that?
The only thing you need the motion for is to adopt the zoning. You don't need a motion for the seeker. That's already been done.
Okay, so
the motion.
Yeah.
Well, I got nothing.
All right, there's no questions. Is
no
there
questions.
A motion? No motion.
But the motion's already been made.
All right, then we just vote?
Yeah.
All right, all in favor?
All right.
All opposed? Everyone's in favor? All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we will get this part 3 signed and sent back to you, Matt.
A copy goes in the village clerk's files, and a copy goes to Albany.
Oh, okay.
So I don't need a copy.
Okay.
And the next thing we need to do is fill out the local law filing form and send the law to Albany. But we can do that. You don't have to do anything about that tonight. We can do that over the next few days. I can contact you, and we can get that done.
Okay.
With the help of Steve Gennatis, who I see is on here tonight too.
Right. Okay.
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When does this law become enforced?
When it's filed in Albany, when we do the local law filing form and send that into Albany. So hopefully that can take place over the next few days.
Okay, thanks.
Hopefully we. Okay, yep.
All right, any other questions? All right, if not, Matt, thank you. Is there anything else we need to know?
Nope, that's it for tonight.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
So, yep, good to have that done finally.
Yes, thanks. You have a good holiday. All right.
You too.
All right. Let's see, the water project is the next on the item. And Becky and Dave are supposed to be on this committee, but I don't think there's much action happening on that committee.
I haven't heard anything.
They seem to be in a rush to get in, and doesn't seem that they've done anything or called on you anything. There was a public hearing on the 12th, or on the 2nd of December, regarding the status of the project, and then it will go to the town board tomorrow to see how it progresses and whether or not it goes to the community for a vote, when that will take place. I guess they have another public hearing if it goes back to the residents for a vote. So the board tomorrow will decide where it goes and what happens at that point. Any questions or comments? I'm not sure I have any answers, but we can discuss them if not. There's one. Library construction, Jackie, how are they going there?
They're doing very well. It's going right along, but we haven't had a meeting since this meeting last month, so I just see every day they're going right to town with that.
Seems to be pretty well enclosed, yeah. Isn't it? Well, do they know when it'll actually be done and open? Any ideas on that?
I don't know at this point.
I have a question. Okay, who's going to sign off on the construction? Is that that should be us, right?
I don't think so.
I think it's them. They're supposed to be responsible for all of that.
Okay. Because we're responsible for we own the building.
Right.
I don't know if we own the new one or not.
I would imagine.
Well, I'm just asking these questions because I want to know.
Exactly. Yeah. Good question. Financial responsibility. So financially, they're responsible.
It's on our property.
Right.
So.
You're not going to ask questions? If we do, we'll.
Yeah, that's basically what I want to know. Who's going to be, I think legally we're responsible probably to sign off on that.
I'd have to run it by Steve probably, but Mr. Ventry had pointed out the back. Steve, are you?
I am here.
Answer that question.
So they are a tenant.
Music.
What is the situation with the line?
You're breaking up. We can't really hear you.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are breaking up too, unfortunately. Okay, well. I'll email the mayor then.
Okay. Thank you.
That answers my question. sort of. Okay.
Well, financially, we're not responsible. We own the building, yes. But they took it upon themselves. And that's what Venturi, Mr. Venturi had told us we were at with it. All right, continue our truck status. Apparently, it's still sitting on at the garage, and we probably have to something about that sitting there.
Last time I talked to him down there, he told me that it was all set except for one brake. He had to get a new caliper for it. It was kind of stuck, and then it would have to be driven around to get the emissions passed. I don't think we talked to him. So.
Well, I thought we decided that we were just going to put it up for sale.
I don't know.
Yeah, our last meeting,
okay.
We decided to, sounds like you were here.
I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, I told him to stop everything. I don't know what he did after I told him.
It's been a month and a half since I talked to him, so it was a few talks since then. I don't think he's done anything to it since, you know.
Probably should get it out of there.
Yeah, we'll have to move it out.
Where can you take it?
Scrap here? No.
Well, we can take it back down to the plant. Yeah.
It's
all registered, everything, right? Oh, it's got town plates on it.
No, we don't. We took the insurance off of it. I believe we did. I'm not sure because.
Evelyn, do you know if the insurance is still on the truck?
I'm not sure.
Just hope there's no cops around.
I'm not doing it. I'll follow you, but I ain't driving. Those days are over with, buddy.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
Okay.
So we probably can store it at the plant until we.
Is he gonna let us take? Is there a bill that we own? Does anybody know that?
We have.
Is there what?
Yeah, it was like, what was it?
$600
or something.
Yeah, we own about $600.
Do we need to pay him that before we get it out of there, or is he gonna be fine with us taking it out of there?
I don't know. I mean, they've been pretty good. So.
I didn't think he seems pretty decent on there.
I just have, you know.
Yeah, see, now it's been down there for how many months now?
Yeah.
I think we should get it out of there before it snows.
Yeah. Can't wait for that one.
Well, plowable snow. How's that?
Might be good, but after tonight, they're talking. I don't know.
We get it down there.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Do you
have it down?
I think Doug brought it up.
Did he tow it or did he drive it?
I think he drove it to see what was wrong with it.
Well, he's test driven it, so it goes down the road.
Right, it's drivable down the road. My thing is, it's drivable. It's just one brake to hang up, so we can drive it. It's just... Well, let's go move it. It's dark out.
There you go.
Nobody there. I'd like to get the key.
Yeah.
Keys are probably.
I can probably do it on Monday.
I thought you were going to say you could have one.
Well, what years it might be easier to think.
Five years of repoing cars, I probably could.
All right. So we'll probably be getting the bill if we haven't already received such. And
I don't think we have, because I don't know. Well, the last time I knew that we did, they were still discussing.
So do we put an ad in the paper or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put it on all the internet. I mean, trucks for sale.
Yeah.
How much
are
we going for?
What's Let's go worth? For 1,000 as is.
All right.
Yeah. I think that they took care of all our money anyway.
Well, we owe them six.
Yep. Not much profit there. All right, continuing. Let's see. DOT, no parking, crosswalks. I have been in touch with the DOT, and they put the crosswalks in for us down here across the front of our building. And pizza shop there at the intersection, the four corners. But the problem seems to be that nobody's aware of those crosswalks, and traffic hasn't slowed down.
Traffic never slows down.
So I called the DOT and got onto the gentleman that has been assisting us and listening to our concerns, and told him that now the signs are up, crosswalks are in, but nobody's paying attention. and it would be good if we had some flashing lights. He said, if they're in, they're supposed to go in when the crosswalks went in. I said, there's nothing here. So he is working on getting those lights for us. And Pat's starting concern on to another person who's supposed to call back and hopefully see to it that we get the lights in. But at this time, it's on their agenda to be completed. And I have one other person that's supposed to call us and discuss it again and see about getting us in. But he was surprised that they weren't installed at the same time that the lines went in. Also, the no parking in front of the pizza place. Apparently, we're on Mexico's agenda to get that in, the sign mounted, but I haven't heard from Mexico. And I think there was somebody over here who's going to call Mexico and see if we can get that taken care of. They said it would be nice if we could get it done before winter with the snow plowing and all. So they have been addressed and it's in the works, but we did get the crosswalk.
Right. There is a no standing sign here at the corner that is up,
yeah,
but nobody follows it. It's right almost in front of the dog groomer's place.
Oh, yeah.
From there to the corner, it's there, but you can't see it because there's always vehicles in front of it. And they don't follow it. So I know it's there. I saw it the other day.
Okay. Well, that's back pretty far, isn't it?
Yeah, it's back, but it says no standing from here to corner.
Okay, it says no standing.
Right, but not parking. No parking, no standing or parking, really. Standing is, you can't even supposedly stop there and let people out. That's what standing basically is. Parking is when you leave your vehicle unattended.
But so, would there be room to have, I mean, is the no standing necessary, or is it just a no parking that we want? Of course, we probably can't debate it anyways, but
I think if you added another sign, because the distance is so long, people would see it better.
Okay.
People are lazy. They're going to park there no matter how many signs you put
right up. Right, yeah, exactly. And nobody's going to enforce it because
business.
No.
Yeah.
No. But if I don't know. Does it make a concern that comes to an accident then if there's vehicles there and there's a problem?
Could be. Maybe the officer investigating that crash would probably write them tickets for no standing because he's already there. If they stay there, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Anyway, going on, street decorations. Christmas, Neil's been busy getting the new ones in and working on getting them up. And thanks, Neil, for
I don't know about getting them up this year, but we will try our best.
Okay.
You asked me to look, see what, if we buy 2 a year, I think it's about 10 years to do the whole village. If we do 4 a year, it only gives us 5 years. Whichever, I only used half of the money this year. Okay. And
some dollars.
Yeah, it was $1,006.06 this year. Okay. I actually had $2,000 to spend. Only spent half of it.
And that was per purchase of two?
That was two, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it all depends on what we get and how much it's going to cost. But most of this stuff runs between $400 and $600. Mm-hmm. I think one of those was four something and the other one was five something. If we, if we buy so many every year, within 10 years, we'll have most of Paris done. On South Railroad, North Railroad, Main Street, part of Ryder Street.
In 10 years, you're going to have to start again.
It'd really nice if it would be just a continual thing, replacement.
I don't know. Some of these we were talking about getting rid of, but if we're going to put up new ones, like right across the street here, between I figured that because I was counting every other pole, we put one in front of the library. Mm-hmm. And the next one was between the pole up there next to almost to the end of the library. And we put one there, and then we put one on the corner of Ryder and 69 on that side. And I think there's room for one more there, and then there's room for one more between that one and the other one. And I was looking, and I know they said they didn't want one on the corner of the 81 mm-hmm. turn on, but across from him, there's another pole there. Yep. And that's what, Easy Street? Edgewood Drive. I'm terrible on streets. Well, if we put one there, we might be able to put, after we get, mm-hmm. we might want to put that down a little farther, even though it's a dead end road. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even talked about Montgomery Street. We figure those guys don't want sidewalks. They don't need
get like three cars a day on that road. We're good.
Oh, you're on that road, aren't you? Don't be pulling in front of your house.
All right. Who's off Jamalum?
We're going to get, I think Craig and I were talking that we'll get Williamstown to come over with a bucket again.
Okay.
And trap them on. Yeah. But we got to get Niagara Mohawk in to put the leads down. Some more leads in. And I noticed the one on the corner is lit now. Now, I don't know who did that. I had no, the way they had it set up, I had to have one end of the cord had to be two prong, the other end should have been three prong, but you don't get those out. You can't buy them in the store. So I don't know who put it up or who did it, but imagine they took a three prong or pulled one out to put it into the.
Well, I told that Candy and left messages 2 years now that I told her last year that wasn't working. I told her again this year.
Okay. This year, though, this summer, I think we'll figure out how many we're going to do, and we'll put up some extra ones. So when we do buy the new things, mm-hmm. we can just hang them right up, Because I imagine it's going to be cheaper if we, let's say, do five than it is by doing just two.
Two at a time, yeah.
You know?
Well, some of them run you buy so many and you get.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring out. But I really don't know.
Well, we might get some after Christmas sales coming in too. Sometimes they do that. They didn't sell them. There was an issue with the down at the vet park for the Christmas tree and the lighting and all that. Was that true? Or is that just something that we're supposed to?
No, we pay for that.
It's taken care of. And every year, though, when they plug in the Christmas tree, there's always. Not enough cord or the wrong outlets or something. Do you know anything? Doug was always commenting on.
Well, basically,
it's lit, isn't it?
Huh?
It's lit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lit. But basically, what it is that we have a plug down on one of the
poles
coming down, and that those breakers there. There's a little box there. Mm-hmm. One of those breakers are for the. Flagpole, one's for the sign in front, and then there's two cords there that you can plug in, and the cord goes down there, and we put a dawn to dusk light on switch on it, so the lights aren't on all the time.
Yeah,
because we pay for that.
Okay, but it's all been taken care of then.
As far as I knew, it was all taken care of from the very beginning. When I put it on there, yeah. I mean, put the switch on there.
Okay, good. Well, that's not going to be a concern.
Other than that, I'm not sure, you know.
All right, well, we won't be doing Christmas tree probably this year, so we haven't heard anything.
Well, I do know that they don't take the lights down during the summer. And that's going to cause a problem here before too long. Because what will happen is the tree will start going around the cords and the lights, mm-hmm. and all that.
Well, those cords and lights all weather too, won't
Or what?
Exposed, they'll weather and wear away. Won't sure. they be an exposed?
Oh, yeah, after a while.
Yeah. So.
But they don't want to take them down.
Sharp will have to look into that, I guess.
Carp's the one that does that, mm-hmm. so.
All right. Social media. Steve? Facebook issue?
Do you want me to try again? Can you hear me?
We'll try and see how we go. If not, okay. Well, then we'll...
Sounds good. No, not yet. I have sent several communications to the individual, not heard back. I'm about to do my, probably after Christmas, I'll do a regular and certified cease and desist and go forward that way. And at that point, then I will get everything going and potentially have to do a copyright claim, which will be fun.
All right.
Now, which one is this again?
Social media, Facebook.
Yeah, but what?
The original Village of Parish one. Marine is under setup.
Oh, okay.
We went years ago, and then.
How was it that you want me to answer the question regarding the library property now?
Okay.
So my understanding of how the law goes, if we own the property and a tenant makes improvements, we get the improvement. So them doing all this stuff, that is only benefiting us.
Very good.
Well, who's responsible to sign off on it?
What do you mean by sign off? Go do a work complete order, or what exactly are you referring to?
Yeah, work complete order.
Work complete order would probably still be the tenant, since they are the ones who commissioned the work. They're the ones who had to get, I'm assuming they're the ones who had to get the insurance for the workers. They're the ones who had to sign the contracts. So I don't think we'd need to sign off on it. I think that's up to them.
Okay, then once they sign off on it, though, we still have to pay insurance on the new building, right?
Is the lease understood? We own the building, but don't we pass the insurance costs on to them?
Yeah, they pay on
that.
So. Yeah. We don't pay the insurance for that? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, very, very common to make the tenants pay the insurance. The town pays the insurance for this, for us as well.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions while we got Steve there? Thanks, Steve, for looking after that. Hopefully we'll make some progress on this Facebook concern. Get that off the agenda. All right, continuing. Tree removal. We had a trees concern, Union and Church Street. two trees were taken out by Grid, and one remained that still need to come down. And Williamstown has obliged and taken it down for us, which was good, and she will receive the bill. And the county is or will be hopefully removing the stumps. So I haven't heard from the county, but Craig was saying so. Mm-hmm. So that's the last we've heard. Last month I had brought up the issue or concern about the AEDs, and I'm not sure where we were going to go with that. We wanted to pursue that. I contacted the company or the one that had sent me the information. I think there's other companies that as to costs and what's involved with it, and I haven't heard back and gotten any response from them.
What is AED?
Defibrillators.
Oh, defibrillators.
Right. That had been brought up years ago when George was here, and he said he had contacts and information on it, but it didn't go anywhere. So as I said, I received an email and mentioned it to you folks as to whether you wanted to pursue it. And I had written to the company asking for further information. I think training is involved, and this can be expensive, but it's whether we not want to pursue that and you have this available. Well, I don't know how many we need or whatever.
I know the fire department probably got it.
For $1,275.
Yeah.
For one?
For one.
I think the fire department's got it.
Okay, and they're obviously trained with it.
Yeah.
So, whether we want anything here in the building, I don't know.
I think it'd be a good idea.
It's what, a good idea?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if somebody's having a heart attack, whatever, you know, whether than before you wait for somebody else, you know, most of 911 workers can walk you through how to use them. So,
well, no, but the only thing of it is that means that probably the young lady up there who's our clerk, she probably had to learn how to use it, her and Kelly.
Comes with a demonstration and training video.
Yeah.
Okay. User manual.
Step by step.
One for adults and solar and children. Yeah, I'm sure it's step by step in the video.
I do think it'd probably be something halfway decent idea to have in the building. So even if you got people in the gym using it, whatever, something happens.
Comes to the wall cabinet, break the glass or whatever.
Most of them have an alarm that they'll set off when you open them.
This one isn't.
No.
No.
Is this all? Who
are
you looking at, Tom?
American AED.
Mm. I've seen where they got alarms on them. Once you open them, they set off an alarm to like 911 that automatically dispatches out.
You have to check them every so often and make sure they're up to snuff also.
Well, it has to be inspected, it says.
Yeah.
Just like our fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that kind of stuff?
Probably the same people that do the fire extinguishers.
Okay.
Which is
Jerome. Mm-hmm. You have some contact information there, Tom, versus what I have?
I just Googled it.
Okay. All right, well, we can check that out as well. Probably not a bad idea. It's a meeting site.
There's a lot of, you know, public things, people doing stuff in the gym, you know, yeah. Something happens. It could save somebody's life, right. So.
It's an investment that
it could pay off, yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue with that and check that out. All right, other stuff for the agenda. The old business. We did finish the supervisor's office. The ceiling's been dropped. It's very nice.
Okay.
And looks good. It should help in the.
So now he's working on the. Sour, right?
Yeah, he'll be working on the basement now and begin that. And Dave, did you find out about your?
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you want me to look into getting those? Because there's anywhere between 70 like 150 bucks for a programmable thermostat, 7 day programmable that it can be changed, you know, at any point in the day for, you know, it's cold, whatever.
Okay,
I forgot all about that.
So, I mean, I can grab one.
Okay, and you know how to install it?
There's usually only a couple wires. I'd have to look, see what's up there,
and you know wherever how to program it is,
just to see what behind it for wiring.
Yeah.
And then just they're really just basic. There's usually only two or three wires in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple like a AA battery or something like that, you know, so you can just keep it programmed what you want. You set it.
Okay.
Oh, good. That
sounds good.
Go down to the bank and see if I did that one right. I don't think I did.
But yeah, right. I can grab one if you want and do it. I just want to look, make sure whatever we have, so it's compatible.
Okay. And you have the number for tax exempt?
No, I'll grab one from Evelyn.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate that. All right, going on new business. Preventative maintenance quote. See, for replacement parts to sign the return, generators replacing. All right, that's what we just got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so shared services. December 11th, we had a meeting with the shared services that was Zoomed, and the church, the chairperson of this meeting. We have to meet twice a year, supervisors and mayors. Throughout the county, throughout the state, everybody has to do it for the governor. And we have to submit a plan each year. We've submitted plans and haven't had a, well, because of the COVID this year, we haven't met. This is why we met in December on the 11th. We were given three options. We can develop a new plan. We could submit the old plan or just send in the report and do COVID. We weren't doing anything. The consensus was that we will submit the plans that are already written up and in the works, resubmit those, and hopefully see that where we go with those plans. They have been submitted and nothing has happened, haven't been put on the back burner. So those plans will be resubmitted, and then we have another meeting before the end of the year. They have to be, a public hearing has to be held, and he will chair that public hearing. I think it'll probably again be by Zoom, but that will be on December 22nd. And he'll hold those public.
Will that be in the evening? Do you know,
Kathy? He said he'll do three on the same day.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm not sure what the times are. He hasn't some good information. We had to either submit a new plan by the end of the year or no plan and just a report stating that that was the case due to COVID. We resubmit the plans, and what we submitted the plan was for the water project that's already ongoing. So that was submitted last year, and now it's going to be resubmitted again. So that's the kind of things that happens at the county level, and I forwarded to you the information that I had on that, and then instructions for the full panel meeting on the 23rd. We'll be meeting again, so I forwarded that to you. An important meeting because it has to have a quorum in order to get this vote through as to what we're going to do in submitting to the state. So it's really a tentative call as to whether everybody's going to chime in and have a quota and be in attendance. So it was kind of urgent and stressing. We want to make sure everybody's there to meet that form, get the sent into the state. So if you're interested, I sent forwarded to you that information if you were interested in listening in and finding out what's happening. So that's at the shared services, and they are stressing. The governor wants us to do all these shared services, and actually Parrish has done quite well, but unfortunately when the governor came in, we had a whole list of shared services that we're doing, but none of those counted. We had to start from the day he put out his order. So now we had to think of ways to share and do joint services. So the water project is one that we are involved with at the present time. We also had the courts and what are some of the other shared services with the highway department and so on, that we share services, and then we're supposed to share with other municipalities, and rather than buying a huge piece of equipment, then they can buy it together and then share it. So that's basically what the governor's looking for along those lines. All right, NYMER facilities inspection. We had an inspection on the 30th, and I don't think we did too bad. There were two items of concern. It suggested that the municipality require all contractors and service providers conducting business on behalf of the municipality to provide certificates of insurance with appropriate limits of coverage for general liability.
Have they changed that any? In other words, have they, I know a lot of people want to do work for for a municipality for one reason. Municipalities, I may be wrong, but municipalities usually require liability insurance and disability insurance. Am I right?
Most of the time, if you're doing a project, yes.
Okay. Well, most guys that do this work don't have disability because they work by themselves.
Yeah, it's not required if they work by themselves.
But I was one of the inspectors that we had here. Saying, yeah, don't care if he works by himself. He's going to have somebody to carry stuff upstairs for him, or, you know. Like, I don't know. So if the guy works by himself, he doesn't have to have the insurance.
Okay, so it suggests that and a contract in favor of municipality. So I think we already do that, don't we? Have those contracts and agreements signed before they begin. Also, in the absence of security features and to improve security in the village court and the clerk's office, to install a panic alarm system. Both areas is to common as to summon the police discreetly and in front of an emergency. So that security system is something that we'll be needing to look at and have installed within the building here for the courts and for the clerks.
Isn't there an officer here?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there an officer present during court?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two. There's one out there where the thing is for them to go through a detector.
Metal detector?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's one in here, as far as I know. Now, that's what I was told about. I don't really know for sure because I never come down when they have court.
The big thing she was pushing was the panic button on the desk.
See, a couple years ago, one gentleman was quite upset that they wouldn't do what he wanted them to do.
And okay. I thought you said in the court.
They did say the courts, but I agree. There are two officers here. It's not so much necessary, and I think it's a good idea for the clerks.
Yeah, I don't think she was aware of that fact. She was just saying that it needs to be security increased for the courts and the clerks. So.
Gotcha.
Look at a bunch of crazies out there. I hate to say that, but it's
true. It's true.
Day and age we live in now. All right, the Key Bank building. Mr. Fuller got in touch with me and was up top. And I'm not sure all of what he was upset about other than the municipal overlay for the manufactured homes park that we've got out there. But along the way, he was also suggesting that he could or would like to purchase the bank back. And he will knows the condition to some extent. I'm not sure when he was in last, but knows that it's in need of repair and would like to buy it back for the dollar that we purchased it for. So I guess it's up to the board to decide.
He said he wants to fix it up and give it to historical.
I don't think he's going
to
do that.
Well, we don't have the money to,
I'll say give it back to him.
So what about the insurance?
What I'm saying is,
you keep that?
What I'm saying is that he said he's going to give it back to the historical society. Okay. Well, unless she puts it in writing, which she won't do.
Exactly.
I think he's already got a buyer for it and he's going to fix it up and sell it and sell it to him and not even give it back.
Or rent it out.
I don't think he's.
I don't know.
Well, that could be. I don't know.
Right now, we're sitting on a lot of reasons.
You know what they're doing down there behind me with taking all those trees out?
Have you been down there, Tom?
Nope.
Have you been down to the bank?
No.
There is no way I feel as well as we can.
Logging it, you can.
As long as there are certain size states that you can
afford to do it.
We can't afford it.
They're taking them down there like that.
Sometimes, and you and I can go down. I don't know the regulation. I think it's.
It's a mess.
This should be 12 inches.
I think it's 12 inches.
Oh, they're taking, I mean, they're stripping it. Mm-hmm. And what they're not, he's cutting the lumber.
Why is it?
Yeah, they do, and then they'll go back to the
drain was plugged in on the roof. Doug was supposed to be checking in there. And then he said it was water, but
cattails
in a big massive roof was thrown into the drain. So that roof was all had water across the whole thing. It looked like a swimming pool.
Somebody owns it.
Yes.
Yeah, full owns it.
That's all he's doing the logging, right?
I don't know who the one. No, but he is not.
Oh, yeah, but he's hiring it out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I
guess. Part of the floor is not even safe to walk.
I was walking there. I told Jackie it started to go down.
You got keys for it?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm home Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So do we have any feelings?
Maybe Monday.
All right.
Well, whether or not, Mr.
What are we going to do on Monday?
I don't want to say nothing yet.
Okay.
I kind of want to think on it a little bit before we give an answer.
Have you been there?
No.
No, let him. I'll say give it to him.
It
I wouldn't say give it to him.
We're going to buy it back. No. He wants to buy it back or not.
Yeah.
He gave it to us or not.
Okay.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of working in this guy.
Sure is.
What are you doing Monday, man?
Working.
The one.
When I get done,
I hadn't gone in there until the 30th of November, and I was sick when I was in it, because, you know, I just had no idea.
Some of the floors actually buckled.
Mm-hmm.
I put new batteries in the
thermostat,
but I don't know if it turned on or not. I you know, because I know nothing about it.
Well, Doug said like it fires or something, but it doesn't come on.
Right.
But if the thermostat is not telling it to come on, it's not going to come on.
Right.
You want to go there tomorrow? Where are you going?
What's tomorrow? Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm going to breakfast.
Well, so you give me breakfast on the way?
Yeah. Maybe it's 11 o'clock anyway. 10:30, 11.
Early at noon?
Yeah, we can do it early. Right. Yeah. Thursday?
Thursday,
I think I got a 1 o'clock appointment with Charlie.
All right, well,
video.
You guys can figure out when you're going to meet.
One of my therapists.
Okay.
I think it's tomorrow. It might be Friday. Yeah. Let me check.
Yeah, get a hold of them. Let me know. If you want to do it tomorrow, we'll do that. And yeah, we'll move that truck tomorrow or something to it.
Oh, okay.
Just get it done.
Well, thank all you, right. Guys. For
good morning. I got to get breakfast.
Yeah, that's fine.
Continue our budget meeting scheduled for January. When would you like to start? The 18th or 25th? The 18th is a holiday weekend. The 25th is the last Monday of January.
We got to start in January this year?
Oh, that's what we usually do.
Oh, I thought we did it in February.
No, start
January, March.
Oh, we can do it in January. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, earlier you're done.
Yeah.
We need the extra time.
Okay, so what's the first Monday in
the
18th January?
The 25th.
25th.
Okay. Everybody's okay with 25th. All right.
6 o'clock or 7?
6 p.m.
Huh?
6 p.m. Make a note of that for Kevin so we still have our paperwork done. All right, coming up in the new year, 2021 election, December 29th, 2020, first day for the individuals to pick up independent nominating petitions, candidates to pick up their papers from the clerk.
We don't have any candidates.
Okay, Monday,
everybody here is independent.
First day to file party designating petitions. So these dates are important if you're one of those persons that it pertains to. The positions available are the mayor and who's else? It must be
Jackie and I think.
No, Jackie just ran. It's you and
you
Dave.
And me?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mayor, Neil, and Dave. All right, need a resolution 2021 election abolishing the village registration day, June 14th. Have to be done by. So, is there a motion?
I make a motion that our registration.
To abolish the
village registration. The resolution to abolish
day.
The village registration.
Yeah.
Second.
And that way they can register anytime, right?
They're already registered voters.
Wait a minute.
Registration.
They're already registered here. They can vote.
We aren't going to do a village registration.
So you're going to take the town, the county registration?
Mm-hmm.
So they, what's it called, in the county, they can vote here if they live here.
They're registered voters.
Okay. That's
what that's saying.
That's what that's saying?
Yeah.
I made a motion.
All right, resolution designating Tuesday, March 16th, as the village election day, identifying the polling place in the district and the hours to be open. They must be open from noon till 9 p.m.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Polling place in the district will be here at the gym. And polls will be open from noon to 9. Okay. Motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution for March 16th.
Okay. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else? Anything else for the business to be addressed that I overlooked or might have overlooked? All right. Dates are January 20th, the village monthly board meeting, and we will set up our budgets on the 25th. That's on Monday, February 8th, our quarterly water meeting. Presumably, we didn't have the, what was the November one we didn't get in, so we'll see if February 8th will work.
Monday, the what, is we're going to start that 5th?
25th.
25th? 25th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
March 16th is the village election day.
Yeah, well.
All right, anything else to add to those dates? I don't think that there's anything going on that. All right, payment of bills.
All right, the general fund voucher is 100 through 118 in the amount of $13,778.51.
I'll make a motion we pay that.
I'll second it.
Okay. Sewer?
The sewer fund voucher is 66 through 77. In the amount of $7,440.22.
I'll make a motion we pay it.
I second it.
In favor.
Aye. Okay, voucher 3 in the sewer debt service in the amount of $2,014.
I'll make a motion we pay that.
I'll second it.
In favor. TNA.
Voucher 61 through 67 in the amount of $1,834.76.
I'll make a motion we pay it.
I second it.
All right, anything else for
good job,
our meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Keith, we're a little longer when you're here.
Have a good holiday.